Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
We've got candidate forums and candidate missteps.
Plus, Fox News did something surprising. They apologized.
This is Sarah from the left.
And Beth from the right.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. Thanks for joining us for another episode of The Briefcase. We've got lots of ground to cover today, but first, we have a very special event coming up, and Dante is dropping by to tell us about it. Dante, do you want to explain what we have planned for later in September?
Hey, Beth. Yeah. So in anticipation of the first presidential debate, we thought we would do our own version of a presidential debate on the show, live with Sarah and Beth representing either party, or both parties, I should say, as if they're going to run for president. And we, which is all something that we've been talking about for a long time, right? We both want them to run for president. So now we get to kind of mock that up. And we're calling it the Great Redhead Debate. And it's going to be our show for 9/20/16. And Beth, do you want to talk a little bit about how we're trying to like pepper in a little bit of live questioning, maybe some pre-discussed topics, things like that?
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about this. I haven't done a debate in a long time, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. We want you to be part of creating the debate. So if you have questions that you would like Dante to ask us, he's going to serve as our moderator. You can email those questions to him, Dante@pantsuitpoliticsshow.com. Send those just to Dante, because our idea here is that we're going to agree on some topics that we'll talk about in advance so that Sarah and I can prepare. But we're also going to have some topics that come up on the fly. So there'll be questions that we're not prepared for and we just have to respond. So we'll get a little bit of a flavor of how we would both think on our feet in this situation. We would also love for you to record a question via voice memo that we could play during the show. More voices, always better from our perspective. So please get involved.
Yeah, and And that's, you know, I think that's going to be kind of the fun with this, is that it's not going to be exactly like a, you know, like a real debate, but we're going to try and make it as much like one as we possibly can. So the idea is that I'll moderate, I'll ask some questions. We're going to give each candidate 2 minutes for their initial response. And just like in a real debate, if something is mentioned or if Sarah or Beth have a contentious point that they want to make in rebuttal to each other, then they're going to get 1 minute for that. I'll try my best to be like the Cuban Jake Tapper or Anderson Cooper or something like that. And
Chuck Todd. Can you be Chuck Todd for me? You know how I feel about Chuck Todd.
I would love to be Chuck Todd. He's a great journalist. So I'm going to try and keep it, you know, run a tight ship just like they would on TV. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to keep it really interesting. We're going to get you guys' questions into the fold. And I think this is going to be a really, you know, interesting experiment for both Sarah, Beth, and myself to bring kind of a debate to the show, a real debate, and see how we do. And if you guys like it, we can try and modify the format and maybe do some shorter debates for topics that we didn't get to in the first one for the subsequent presidential debates. So this will be our guinea pig edition.
It's sort of like keep our feet to the fire too, because, you know, how do you keep it nuanced in a debate format? I think that's our challenge. Can we have the respectful dialogue that we always strive for, but in a format that is meant to draw out difference instead of sameness, you know?
For sure. And since you and Beth, or you and Sarah rather, genuinely like each other and are friends, I don't think there's going to be any room for the name calling and the mudslinging that we'll probably see in the actual debate. So, you know, maybe RNC, DNC, and all the respective parties, if you're listening, maybe we can give a shining example of what an actual debate should be like. Because we won't have any horse race BS and fodder to deal with. It'll just be issues.
Let me think about how to start talking about this in a productive way. Because that is a challenge. So I think the one thing I want to say on the positive front, I loved that this happened. I loved that a veterans group organized and brought the candidates together to talk specifically about the role of commander-in-chief. I think that's excellent. I thought the audience made up of veterans was a class act. People were serious. The questions were thoughtful. There was not the kind of football game atmosphere that we've seen at debates recently. You know, everyone was listening. And so I thought there were some real positives around the event itself. That said, I think 60 minutes is a wholly inadequate amount of time to get to even 50% of the issues that Matt Lauer tried to cover with both candidates. Dante said on Twitter, and I thought this was perfect, that NBC was running this thing like a wedding venue that had been double booked. It felt very rushed. It lended to a lot of interruptions from Matt Lauer that were particularly unflattering in his conversation with Hillary Clinton. And then I don't even know what to say about the substance of the discussions. You know, he went right after Hillary Clinton on the email issue, which I know annoyed her supporters to no end. I did not think his questions were unfair. I also didn't think that any new ground was covered, and so it felt like a kind of, while I think that subject is a subject of proper inquiry, in the limited time he had, I thought the time could have been spent more effectively. And then,
Let me say this. Let me be upfront about this. I don't like Matt Lauer. Never liked Matt Lauer. He was rude to my principal when my high school went through a shooting, and I think he's an egomaniac. I don't know why they picked him instead of Lester Holt. My favorite thing I read is that all this criticism of him somewhere Ann Curry is laughing, which, yay, Ann Curry. Wish Ann Curry had been doing those interviews. I think he was rightly criticized for not calling out Donald Trump several times when he misstated and, you know, blatantly said something that was untrue about his previous positions. I mean, that seems to be sort of some of the big criticism when he was says, you know, I was totally against the war in Iraq. Well, initially he said he supported the war, and Matt Lauer should have said that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I have to say, though, I can't imagine sitting across from Donald Trump trying to do this job. Because he says so much that doesn't make sense, so much that contradicts things he said before, so much that is completely untethered to reality. I don't know where you start. You know what I mean? And I thought the questions reflected the fact that Matt Lauer and perhaps NBC don't really view Trump as a serious candidate. I mean, the questions for Hillary Clinton are like very focused in on the details of the Iran deal. And then he's saying to Donald Trump, like, so what are you trying to learn to do this job? What are you reading? I mean, it harkened back to the Katie Couric, Sarah Palin interview for me. And I think in one way that you could say that he was easier on Trump, but I almost think that's harder because I felt like he didn't take Trump seriously enough to give him real questions.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a microcosm of what the media is facing altogether with this candidacy.
That's right. And it was just an awkward dynamic throughout. And I think part of that was the timing. I think some of it was the setup. You know, there were two stools that looked really uncomfortable. The questions from the audience were great. You know, one woman who was one of the first women to graduate from West Point asked Donald Trump what he would do with undocumented immigrants who want to serve in the armed forces. You know, those are the kinds of questions that these candidates should be asked. I loved, there was a veteran who asked, okay, let's say that you completely destroy ISIS, as you've said, what next? Because the Middle East never stabilizes. It never calms down. I mean, I thought the questions were terrific. I wish that the answers had been I wish the answers from both candidates had risen to the level of quality of the questions.
So we had a candidate misstep from one of the third party candidates. Do you want to talk about Gary Johnson in Aleppo?
I really don't, because this election is so awful. So I watched the candidate forum, and at the end of it, my conclusion was, I'm even less comfortable with these two than before I turned my television on tonight. And I didn't think that was possible, but it was. And so I went to bed thinking, well, this just solidifies for me that Gary Johnson is where my support should go in this election. And then this morning, I'm getting ready to walk out the door, and I hear that Gary Johnson is going to be on Morning Joe, and I decide, okay, I'm going to wait and watch this. And I feel like I'm going to sound like I'm making this up. Mike Barnicle, one of the panelists on Morning Joe, asked Gary Johnson a question about how he will handle Aleppo. And Gary Johnson says, and what is Aleppo? And Mike Barnicle says, you're kidding, right? And Gary Johnson is not kidding. And Mike Barnicle explains that Aleppo is, you know, the epicenter of humanitarian crisis in Syria and a hotbed for ISIS. And Gary Johnson's like, oh, got it. Okay. And then he basically says, so that's horrific, right? And pretty well disqualifying for me. And then he says that his solution for Syria is essentially the same as the Trump solution, that we need a diplomatic partnership with Russia to take down the Assad regime. And I was absolutely gobsmacked in the worst way. It took my breath away. And I understand that it's kind of refreshing that Gary Johnson was honest and asked the question. And I think that honesty is one of his great traits. I don't think there's a moment when you're getting an inauthentic version of Gary Johnson. However, I cannot vote for someone who seems so detached from what's happening in the world right now. What is happening? I feel like there's this baseline level of competence that we're not getting people to clear. And it's really, really frustrating. And then on the other side, you have people saying, well, Hillary Clinton is so competent. And look, she is. She's brilliant. She's experienced.
She was Secretary of State. She's probably been to Aleppo at some point in her career.
Which makes all the more frustrating and troubling to me how careless some of her decisions have been and how insulting some of her statements about those decisions are. I mean, what is a person like me to do in this election? It's so depressing.
Well, I also wanted to talk about the Fox News sexual harassment settlement. 20th Century Fox has reached a $20 million settlement deal with Gretchen Carlson, the anchor woman who sued Roger Ailes. She used to host the morning show on Fox, I believe. The company also publicly apologized to Carlson and said, we sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect that she and all our colleagues deserve. So I saw this news and, you know, registered it until I recently heard a conversation on the Diane Rehm show, and it was a sexual harassment attorney. And I don't think I fully understood how extraordinary this result is. To the amount of money that Fox gave Gretchen Carlson is unheard of in sexual harassment lawsuits. The public apology is unheard of in sexual harassment lawsuits, which tells me that Gretchen Carlson, you know, that we don't know half the story, that she must have had, somebody had good evidence. And I also heard, you know, that her attorney made the right choice by making this public and filing a lawsuit instead of going through mediation and just sort of being slogging along without anybody knowing what was happening. But I just want to say publicly, I take back every sort of snarky thing I ever said about Gretchen Carlson. To have taken down some, you know, this network and Roger Ailes after what is acknowledged as sort of systemic, terrible treatment of women there. It's really, really phenomenal.
It'll be interesting to see what all the ripple effects of this are. I know that Greta Van Susteren announced that she was leaving Fox News. You have to wonder where all this goes. And as the Republican Party itself needs a revamp, I think it's appropriate for a lot of reasons for Fox News to undergo a complete mind shift as well.
I also learned this fun fact this morning. Women are not allowed to wear pantsuits on Fox.
What?
Only skirts, baby.
You're kidding.
No, not. That's what they said today on NPR. Yeah, no pantsuits. No pantsuit politics at Fox News.
Somebody
made the point that, like, they're entertainment based. They're like ESPN, you know, like the women wear skirts and the desks don't have front so you can see their legs. You know, like, it's sort of a acknowledgement of, like, we're not really just here for the news. We're here to entertain you. And part of that's looking at pretty ladies, apparently.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, I cannot believe how young you look. And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not okay. I'm not okay with the world where my choices for president are so limited. I'm not okay with the world where women can't wear pants at Fox News. I mean, I need some time. I just need some time.
Well,
I think.
Okay with the world because I love my choice for president, and I don't watch cable news, so no skin off my back. I don't have cable, and I don't watch cable news, and I am better for it. I maintain that position.
It's important, though, that we have, I mean, this is what we say about our politics all the time. We need, in both parties, a healthy dialogue. We need, from both parties, good candidates. And we need, from all of our news outlets, credible sources that don't create just these echo chambers where people only hear things that reinforce their own views of the world. And I just, I don't know. This has been a bad week for me. I do appreciate some of the feedback that we've gotten on our immigration episode. We haven't really gotten anything lengthy enough to discuss today. We're hoping to still hear from you into the coming weeks about immigration, but I was glad to see that it was touched on at the candidate forum, and that's certainly a discussion that will continue.
And for all of those, all of you who have been so kind to donate to my campaign or ask how it's going, it's going great. I'm knocking on doors. I just knocked on my 1,000th door. And, you know, what I've been telling people is it's really kind of a mood lifter. I know that sounds crazy because, you know, knocking on doors has the reputation of just, you know, the worst possible scenario. But if you think about it, I'm outside in the sunshine, which is good for you. I'm walking, which is good for you. I'm connecting with other human beings, which is good for you. It's like, I'm just total mood lifter. I'm having a great time. Nobody's been rude. I've had like 2 people out of 1,000 doors be rude to me. So it's been great. I'm having a good time.
Good. Well, we are excited to keep up with that. And I love seeing the pictures of you out doing your thing. So good job, Sarah.
Thanks. So thanks for joining us for another episode of The Briefcase. Please join us on Facebook or on Twitter at Pantsuit Politic. And subscribe. You can subscribe to our email at pantsuitpoliticshow.com and pick up your Pantsuit Politics Show t-shirt, which we are officially out of gray, so we only have red left if you want a t-shirt. And until next week, keep it nuanced, y'all.